2024 has got off to a rocky and darkening start. A sustained war on the eastern fringes of Europe between Ukraine and Russia continues, while a dangerous conflict threatens in the Middle East as different powers rally behind Israel and Palestine. Closer to home, the think tank The Resolution Foundation predicts that British households will be poorer by the end of this parliament for the first time in modern history. Britain, it says, is stagnating. At this time of unease, the We Society podcast offers a steering rudder, gathering top social scientists, public figures, and business leaders to hear their solutions to the world's most pressing problems.
The government has to represent the public good, and that means reining in the excesses of those who are seeking and acquiring massive wealth.
Inequality affects a very wide range of health and social issues. The effect of inequality on those outcomes is large. You know, we're not just talking about small differences between more and less equal societies. We're talking about big differences.
In season five, we will continue to tackle the big questions through a social science lens and bring you some of the best ideas to shape the way we live.
Britain is very rich in data, and since 2011, the government has been measuring the well-being of the people as a so-called official national statistic. But even more useful than that are these longitudinal surveys where you can see how people's happiness fluctuates in response to their experience.
I'm Will Hutton, an author, political economist, and president of the Academy of Social Sciences, who bring you this podcast. In the latest season, you'll hear more conversations, including how we can save Britain's ailing high streets.
I think communities hold a lot of the answers for the problems that we're facing. What we as academics, as policymakers, politicians, all need to become comfortable with, stopping with this idea of this top-down solution that, you know, we're able to develop the solutions to the high street or other parts of society.
And how we can prevent further local authorities from going bankrupt.
When people see that their local government is not able to provide the services that they feel they're paying for locally by council tax and business rates and so forth, then that does feed into this sort of gnawing distrust of politicians and public institutions and their ability to make people's lives better through the provisions of these key services.
Interested in hearing more? Join us for season five of the We Society, starting in March. And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts.